not a misogynist, because a misogynist is someone that puts down women. I exalt women to their rightful role.
See,
women are supposed to be women, not men. And every time somebody says that a woman is equal to a man and does what a man could do, and you're actually abusing and denigrating women. Women have a unique purpose, and they're special. They're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. I support women. So I'm not a misogynist. I don't put down. You're putting down women by saying women can be men. You're putting down women by saying transgenders can be women. No, they can never be women. Women are special, and no man can just convert and say I'm a woman today. You're putting down women by saying that. So you're actually anti-women. I'm pro-woman. I'm pro-mothers. I'm pro-wives, and I'm pro-women.
Now, I was watching this video. I don't know who this guy is. He was just posting this, and it came across my feed. And I thought that this was probably one of the best responses that I have heard in a long time. We've had these discussions about what a woman is and all these things. And I just thought that this was, like, straight to the point. And if you're watching this little reel or this little clip of this guy who's talking to this this female, the female is just looking down, and she has no response to this man's complete denial that he's a misogynist and that he completely and utterly supports women. He supports mothers. He supports girls. And I just thought that this was just a wonderful an example of how, in a very nice way, in a very kind way, to reject the idea that this whole transgender movement and ideology, where men can become women, can be challenged in a good way, and not in a hateful way, not in a bigoted way or anything else like that. Just in a good way. And it had its effect. The video shows it, that the girl was just completely unspoken. She just couldn't respond to it. And it's exactly true what he was saying. You know, we hear a lot about these women, these men who are crossing over and going into women's sports. And we've had a lot of discussions about, what is a woman and things like that. And the truth of it is that, God made man and woman. And I don't think he made a mistake. I don't think he has females being born into male bodies and vice versa. These are things that are all learned while we're here, while we've been born and we're living here on this earth. They are societal kind of ideologies that have popped up in the last two or three years, and it's really gotten a lot of momentum and a lot of popularity through the media and through our government and through our leaders and things like that. I've heard the argument over and over again, that, hey, drag queens and transgenders and gay and lesbians have been around since the, dawn of time, and that is true. Because they've been around for all this time doesn't support the idea that it's a correct ideology, and that it doesn't support and it doesn't prove the case behind transgenderism. I really do believe that it is a mocking of females and all the challenges and work and sweat and tears that they have gone through over the years to get rid of it. I mean, just to nullify everything that they go through in their lives. I mean, you have examples of men turning women, and they popularize this. They, get on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and hey, I'm gonna change from a man to a woman in 365 days, and look at me. And then all of a sudden, they're dressing like a little girl, they're dressing like a woman, they're dressing, they're putting their makeup on, they're growing their hair out. In many cases, these guys don't even, they're not even shaving their beards, and it's just, it's such a fraudulent ideology that you can change, you know, I can do this and change in 365 days. When real women, you know, born a girl, you go through these, and I can't speak for a woman. I'm a man, but I've raised girls to adult females, right? And I've seen what they've gone through and what they go through in their lives as they mature and as they become, you know, mature women. And it just mocks the living bejeebies out of who women are and what they stand for. It mocks womanhood. The other day I was listening to and reading this article about this guy who was transgendering to a female, and he wanted to become the first man to have a baby, I guess, or something like that. And the idea behind it was that he was going to have a uterus transplanted into his body and then have a child that way, and things. And his reasoning behind it was the fact that other women in I think it was different parts of the country, I can't remember where it was from, but that they had uteruses implanted into their body because there's didn't do what it was supposed to do, or it was damaged somehow. I'm not sure what the situation was, but he's sitting there saying, since like a female can do it, I should be able to do it as a man. Well, you don't have the same equipment. Your body is not made the same as a female's body, and I'm really doubtful. In fact, I'm 100% doubtful that even if you do have a uterus, how are you going to give birth? What are you going to do? Give birth a C-section? And how? Because a female's body is different than a male's body. And how is the baby going to survive? How's the baby going to live? How's the baby going to grow? How's the baby going to develop? It's just not the uterus. It's the whole makeup of the biology of a female that allows them to have a child, nurture a child in her womb, and bring that child to maturity, to where it's born, and then mother and to take care of that child as it grows. There's no substituting a mother, either, you know, from a daughter to a son. There's just no substituting them, just like there's no substitute for a good fathering, and that's why it is so important that we really look at what is best, you know, what is best for our kids today. There are mothers that are raising their children on their own. I get it, and many are doing a really good job. A round of applause for those people and for those women who are doing it and doing it on their own. It's not the optimal situation for your child, however. The optimal situation would be to have a mother and a father. And that is important for both a little girl and a little boy. They need to have both parents, both a female representation and a female influence, just as much as they need a male influence as well. This is what brings about like normal behavioral normal behavior from a child, and it allows them to go through their toddler, their childhood, their puberty, their teenage years, and adulthood, having a good sense of what a good male is and what a good female is, and being able to have those parents be strong in their representation of their sex and of their gender. It's important. We are moving away from common sense, biology, and science. And what has worked for centuries and centuries and centuries, and now we're adopting these ideas that are completely void of any kind of truth to them. They're all based on feelings, and I'm afraid. I really am. I'm afraid of what. You know, we look at these, this movement and what's going to take place in 5 to 10 years when we start seeing these kids that are allowed to do this at a young age and are encouraged by their doctors and by their therapists and by their parents in many cases, and or children that have been guided and directed by a teacher or somebody in the schooling district or something like that, and have basically taken their parents, their mother and their father out of the loop as far as decision making processes go. And it's just what a scary future that I think that we are going to see in about 5 to 10 years. And we're going to look back and we're going to wonder, how did we allow this to happen? You know, it's not the same, but it's similar to the COVID virus. You know, we're looking back now and we're seeing the truth that is coming out now as a result of some time. And it's not very pretty. It's not a good situation. But we got to, you know, we're looking at it now two to three years later and wondering how we allowed ourselves as people and as a society to allow ourselves to be shut down, to allow ourselves to be told, you know, what to do, what to think, what to say, not being able to visit our families, not being able to worship the way we want to worship and go to church, not be able to go to work, not be able to go to school. And we're seeing just the beginnings of that, just with COVID. And again, give that another 5 to 10 years, and I think we're going to see dramatic issues that are, you know, that are going to be developed over time with our children as well. We're already starting to see this stuff. We're already starting to see evidence of the effects of our kids not being in school and not having the social interaction that they need in proper learning and proper development. We're starting to see the psychological effects on our teenagers, on our adults, actually the younger, you know, in the 20s. We're starting to see the effects of this. And again, like I said before, it doesn't look good and it's not going to get any better. So I wish we would learn, why is it that we cannot learn from our mistakes? Okay, we made mistakes. That's fine. But why is it that we can't learn from them? That's what's great about history. You know, I'm not a history buff, but, you know, that's what's great about history. You're supposed to be able to learn from it, not live in the past, not continually be beat up about what took place in the past. But we're supposed to learn from it and become better people and a better society and a better nation. And up until just the last 3 or 4 years, and with critical race theory, has it kind of reversed itself. And we have gotten away from America. Nobody ever thinks that America is a perfect place to live. No, nobody. I'm 64 years old. I've never thought that America was perfect, but I always thought it was the best country to live in. And I'm thankful for the Constitution. I'm thankful for being able to speak and to talk the way I want, to go out and look for a job and work in the fields that I want to work in. I'm thankful that we have had leaders that have recognized different evils in the world and different evils that were, you know, part of our nation and you know, like slavery and things like that. But I'm also grateful that they had the tenacity and the foresight to see that this is wrong and we need to change it. And we've had other leaders along the way that have fought that battle to change things. And that is what we need to celebrate in this country. This is what we need to do, is celebrate to see the greatness in our country, to adapt and to change when we see things that aren't right. I hope that that's something that we see early enough in this whole ideology, this whole self-centered, I'm the most important, nobody else is more important, I'm going to alleviate myself of any kind of any kind of situation where I don't have complete and utter control over my life and who I am and blah 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 blah. It's just not a very it's not a very realistic theology. It's not a very good ideology to follow. One of making mistakes and then moving forward and realizing those mistakes and moving forward and making more mistakes and moving forward is part of growth, is part of who we are as people and as individuals. It was funny. I mean, I was listening to some of the comments of people when Elon Musk sent up his rocket, and I think, what was it, like a 40-story rocket, like a 40-story building, right? Almost, it could be, I mean, that's how high it was. And everybody is mocking, the media was mocking Musk because it failed, because it blew up, and it didn't accomplish what it was supposed to accomplish. And I said, wow, what an interesting take on someone who is trying to develop something, and you develop things by mistakes. You know, you develop things by learning what your mistakes are. It's like Benjamin Franklin said, you know, and was asked about how many, you know, he failed 1,000 times to do the light bulb. And he says, I didn't fail a thousand times. I found out 1,000 times it didn't work. And he finally developed the filament for the light bulb, and look where we are now. And people just don't, you know, just by the remarks, they're like, don't you understand the creative nature of things? Don't you understand how things really work? I mean, yeah, it would be great if we created one thing and then all of a sudden, boom, everything is, you know, it works the first time, and we don't, that very rarely does that ever happen in life, relationships or anything. That's why we have relationships and we date a lot. We go out on dates a lot. We date multiple people because we are trying to learn. We are trying to find out for ourselves what works with us, what we're attracted to, what we're not attracted to. And it's just inevitable that you have to go through this series of growth through mistakes and blunders to come out on the other side and be a healthy individual, because you've made these mistakes and you've learned from these things. Today we just have a group of people, and I'm afraid to say it, but these young kids just aren't—they're afraid to fail. They're afraid to make mistakes. They don't want to make mistakes. They think that they're supposed to have everything that their parents have, but their parents have worked all their lives for the things that they have, and they have failed, and they have succeeded, and they have failed, and they've succeeded. And this generation that is, you know, becoming adults have not had that experience. It's just wanting and ego and selfishness and vanity is just, it gets in the way of how we are supposed to approach life. I guess from the time I was a young kid, I've always had a different view of life and what this life is really truly about. And it is learning how to take control over a few important things and like one at a time, and learning to develop those ideas, those properties, and learning to perfect those things. Okay, and that's what we do when we're children, and we grow into adulthood and we go through our teenage years, we're taking these ideas and we're practicing and working with them. And that is what life is about. Life isn't about being perfect. Life is about striving for perfection, knowing that you're not going to get there, but the idea that you can work at certain things, you can work at different things to perfect certain things, but you're not always going to be perfect in everything. And that's what life is about. Life is to help you to grow. And I think we're taking that away from our kids. We're not allowing them to do that. And we are boxing them in to these ideologies that are dangerous to them. And go back to where I started with this video of this whole idea behind women and misogyny and bigotry and all this stuff and transphobia and all this, all these names, all these things, these fear tactics that this movement wants to throw at people, and it's just damaging to all of us. It's damaging to women, it's damaging to men, it's damaging to us as a society. And look what it's doing. I mean, yeah, I'm all for letting people do whatever they want. If you're an adult and you want to be a transgender, you want to be whatever you want to do, go for it, man. It makes you happy. Okay? But don't pretend that your decisions don't affect others. Don't pretend that your society is not going to change as a result of your choices, because you are completely and utterly wrong. Okay? We've gotten away, if you look at the statistics, we've gotten away from religion. We've gotten away from a belief in God. It's decreased now below 50%. That's the first time ever. We're seeing divorce rates continue to rise. We're seeing the birth rate, people, you know, male and female not wanting to have children. And if you don't think that these are going to affect our society, you better stop and you better think again. Because we are seeing the results of these dangerous, very dangerous ideologies. It's very scary. You know, if you're a financial guy, you worry about money, you worry about the dollar, you worry about your investments and things like that. What concerns me most is losing our ability to understand who we really are, and covering all that up and trying to dilute it in who we actually are as human beings. And you know, there's this movement, there's this leftist, far left, progressive movement to try to destroy us as human beings and trying to take away our identity. And that's, to me, is more dangerous than any kind of monetary policy. Like, if you don't know who you are and you are confused about who you are, like, nothing else really matters. I mean, it really doesn't. It really doesn't matter. Society is going to fail before the dollar will fail, and we're moving in the wrong direction. Now we're starting to see some pushback on this, which is a good thing. Starting to see parents being involved, parents not being told that they're not supposed to be involved with their children in education. We have the White House press secretaries telling people that these children are our children. You know, they belong to the world. They belong to our nation. Well, I'm sorry, I disagree with you wholeheartedly. They don't belong to you. You are just given stewardship over them for a short period of time while they're in school. They belong to their parents. They belong to their mother and father. They don't belong to you, okay? The stewardship that you have is different than belonging. And I think that's another ideology that is just damaging to us as human beings, to children, to families, and things like that. It's just taking away the rights of a family and a mother and father to be able to provide and to take care of their children and to teach their children, which is what you are supposed to be doing as a parent. and as a mother and as a father, and teaching those unique principles and those standards to your children. I had some other things I wanted to talk about, but I like to try to keep this these podcasts short as possible with a certain idea, and maybe I'll try to hit up the other idea that I was wanting to talk about on my next podcast. So, hey, listen, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. And thanks for listening. I hope that this kind of makes sense. I hope it's helpful. If you like it, please give me, you know, 5 stars. I'm trying to build my audience here. Give me 5 stars. Go on my website, robscottpodcast.com, for comments if you want. Sign up there. Give me 5 stars. Tell your friends about it. I really do appreciate it. You know, I kind of approach the podcast. I don't have, like I've said this 100 times, I don't have a whole lot of, I don't have anybody besides a guy that does my audio for me right now. I'm just an average guy. I work during the day. I work for FedEx. I deliver for FedEx every day. And I drive. I work about a 10 to 12 hour day each day. And I come home and I have these thoughts. I've listened to other podcasts. I read news. I try to gather as much information as I can. And I listen to both sides of the story. I take notes. I listen. And then what I do before I do my podcast is I let things sit for a while, and I let it stew a little bit, you know. And what I have found is if I allow that to take place, I find that truth eventually comes out, and that has been true with just about everything that I've been, you know, thinking about, working on. And then I try to present those ideas and those truths. Now, you might disagree with them. You might have you might not believe it, but I try to talk from a basis of like a true foundation. Sure, some of these things are debatable, of course. But I hope that I try to ground everything in a factual kind of way. I wish I had people that did research for me, and I could sit down with a production group and talk about it and write everything out that I want to talk about. And eventually, hopefully, I'll get there. You know, and that's my goal. That's what I want. That's what I would really like to do is to be able to kind of go deep dive into some of these things that I talk about. But right now, this is what I can do, and I'm happy with this, and hopefully it'll improve, and hopefully it'll ring, you know, something that I say will ring true to you, and it'll cause you to kind of maybe experiment in the same way. You know, listen to both sides, don't be judgmental, listen to both sides of the story, and then give it some time to what's that word? Well, just, you know, like I said, stew, but, you know, let it, like yeast, let it rise a little bit, let it do its job, and then hold back, until facts start to show and you start seeing the end results of the things that are being debated back and forth. And, that way you can kind of look at it and say, okay, now I have the facts, and now things are coming out the way that I was hoping that they were going to come out. I kind of had an idea that this is what it was going to be, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to jump to any conclusions. I just wanted to give people factual information. And then you can argue and, you know, fight about facts if you want, but there's not a whole lot you can do when you have facts right in front of you. Anyway, thanks for listening. God bless you. Please, stay close to your family. Stay close to your children. It's a very important time in our country that we start working on our families again. We start understanding the importance of the relationship that we have with our Father in heaven, and where we come from and why we're here and where we're going after this life. And I hope that you can achieve that. I hope that you can take the time to think about it. Put those thoughts in your mind each day, at least a little bit, of time between working and taking care of your kids and starting business. What all the other stuff that we get involved with. Take a few minutes and be thankful for the blessings that you have. Reach out to your Father in heaven. Reach out to God and give Him thanks for the things that you have. Because truly, everything that we do have in this life is from Him, and it's a blessing from Him, along with our hard work and what we do. But that's where it starts. So thanks for listening. Until next time.